Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Moments of Madness podcast. The show that brings you insightful and inspirational conversations with international guests who left their safe harbors behind in their pursuit of realizing something new and different. In each episode, we highlight real-life experiences of positive transformation as we explore the drivers behind their success. And now, here's your host, Tommy Sashi.
Merry Christmas and warm welcome to a special episode of the show. Today is the last show of the year and together we explore personal growth through organic farming. This is Moments of Madness and I'm your host, Tommy Sashi.
Make sure to subscribe and follow our weekly episodes to develop the sensitivity needed to realize your own opportunities and the courage to take action. The Moments of Madness podcast.
So today is a little bit of a special experience because we are actually sitting in the same room and normally we do I do the interviews online. But today my good friend Tomas Delgado from Spain, he's joining me in the studio and he's a musician and welcome Tomas.
Thank you, Tomas. Hello everyone.
So tell a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Well, as you say, I'm Tomas, the same name that you have. I'm Spanish. I'm 42 years old now. And now I'm a musician, though before I went to different stages in my life, doing different things that are very different from what I'm doing now. I'm living in Malaga.
Let's head back in time and explore your big moments of madness, Tomas.
Yeah, well, I was living in Madrid by 2009, working for a big NGO as a project manager. I realized something was going wrong. I was 33 by then. There was a big crisis in especially in Spain and also in my life, thinking I was not in the place I should be. And I didn't know what to do, but something, I had to take a decision and make some changes. For a period of time, I was happy with my job. As in NGOs, you think you're working for something that makes sense, no? in your life and the life of the rest of the people. And the countries you are helping through the development, no? from your country. Well, anyway, it wasn't that hard because I wasn't really feeling that was my profession. That's the truth. It was just an office job and I didn't feel the passion for that. To me, the most honest thing to do in that time was to leave and to get that position for another person that will enjoy and will have the passion for that job. So first I thought about leaving the job for 6 months, like I have a leave of 6 months and then come back and travel. But one day I just sit down and thought about maybe it would be a good idea to just quit everything and change. And then through a good friend of mine that was doing this program of organic farming volunteering in Australia, I thought that would be the best way of living. Like I didn't have that much money. I had some savings, but then this way of traveling, it was going to be something different in which you don't need to waste a lot of money and you can travel for many months. And then yes, I went to Australia and that's where my adventure of life started.
So Tomas, let's talk a little bit more about the situation when you discovered this new side about yourself. What was it exactly that was going on during this time? I mean, you talked about the financial crisis and that you were not happy with your situation, but can you dig a little bit deeper and try to explore what was it really that was going on and why were you not happy?
Well, I don't... It's just something of connection with your body. I think physically, I didn't feel really well, but nothing was really... was going wrong in a, you know, like I didn't have any kind of sickness, but I felt I wasn't feeling comfortable. I knew I was not in the place where I should be, but I didn't know also where I should be. That's why the crisis comes when you don't really know what to do, but you have to take action instead of just keeping on where you are. Also, I had freedom, you know, I didn't have any family, just myself and nothing else than that and some savings. And that's why I felt, for a moment, I felt the freedom. And from that freedom, then that's where I really started a new life.
And how did you find out that you could go abroad and do this?
Yeah, there are many web pages about farming in organic farms, so maybe doing different work jobs, you know, like as a volunteer abroad. And then, as I told you, this friend, she was in Australia through the HelpEx webpage, which I really recommend if you want to try this experience around the world. Then, well, I just subscribed to the page and filled my profile, and then I bought a ticket to Australia. It was maybe in August, and the trip was going to be in November. I didn't really know where I was going to go, but then when I filled the profile in the HelpEx page, a family from Tasmania in Australia, they were looking for volunteers for the farm, and then they contact me and they told me, Thomas, would you like to come with us for 1 month in November? And I thought, well, this is great, then I have a place to start. And then, well, I went there to Australia to this farm for 1 month, and then once you're there, you start to look for different farms in this webpage, and then you contact with the families or with the places, with the houses, and they tell you what they need, and then you just arrange the stay with them for maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then never stops if you don't want to stop.
Then you came to Australia, and what happened there?
Well, then many things, like a different life. I went from a life in an office from Monday to Friday, 8.5 hours in sitting in a desk in front of a computer, to a different life in nature, weeding, taking care of animals, painting, cooking with people, meeting new people, new places, especially in nature. Like, to me, it was still is, and it was like a master, like a teacher, nature. And well, different, totally different life. To get my hands in the mat and with the plants and the growing and the organic growing and different lifestyle too. And it went from there to other countries. So I went to 8 countries in total for almost 4 years in more than 40 farms.
How do you think this changed you as a person?
Well, I think I'm a different person from where I was before. It changed me. It helped me to grow and to be more myself, who I am, and to get closer to my nature. And before, I used to live by myself for 10 years. And then after living with different people in different houses, like people, they open the house to for you to share with them, and they share with you. And that for me is being, because still I'm sharing, you know, and now I'm living, I'm not working in a farm, but I share an apartment with 3 more people. I think it's one of the best points of the experience is to share with people and to live with different people. And then you learn a lot about yourself, about how you behave, and you can become a better person through the others.
You have done a lot of things that have been new to you. Have you felt scared along the way, and how have you managed that?
Well, sometimes, like, for example, painting a roof in a top building when in a house. At first, I was scared because when they asked me, well, one of the jobs we have here is painting. Do you mind if you can paint? Then at first, I had vertigo. And then I thought, oh my God, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do that. But then I felt so comfortable doing it. And then I felt like many fears we have inside, they're more from our minds. They limit our experiences. And then suddenly I felt very comfortable. Yes, you are more aware, more present of what you have to do. I remember that as a very special point, like being able to paint a roof with freedom and being very happy doing that.
How did you manage going from a position where you were paid to doing something like this?
Yes, that's a very interesting part of the journey about money. Like in this case, you don't need that much money, and it doesn't matter if you have a little bit. You have more. Well, if you have more money, maybe you can go to more different countries. As I had, more money, like for the transportation. Once you are in the house, in the farm, you don't really need money because you have food, you have a place to sleep, you have nature. Many times you have a bicycle to travel. I mean, to go around, and you change. You are not living in a city, in a town. You don't need to buy things. So the savings you have, you can keep them for traveling, for transportation. Well, in my case, but there are different cases. If you don't have that much money, you can do it in your country. There are many places and farms where you can go, and you can take a bus and maybe hitchhike and go to the farm. So then money becomes, it changes the meaning of the money, of what is money for you. So that's a part of the experience too.
Let's try to connect your 4 years experience on the farm with your career as a musician today. Can you talk a little bit about what was it that happened in your life and why did you decide to pursue music?
Yes, well, when I was a child, I studied in a music school for maybe 6-7 years. But then I quit when I was 16, and I didn't do anything about music. I was just a lover of music. I listened music for every day. And then when I was 30, a friend of mine, he gave me his guitar because he was going to travel, and then he asked me to keep it for him for a while. And then, well, I used to play the piano, not the guitar. And then, well, little by little, I started to play, and then songs, they start coming to my mind, and melodies. And while I was traveling, I was with a guitar, which I left in a place when I was in Malaysia. And then just to detach, you know, just to think, okay, if this is the thing I have to do, I will know, there will be signs, no? And then from there on, in most of the houses I used to go, there was a guitar. And then I kept on playing. And then, well, like 4 years ago, I realized that was what I wanted to do. Really, when I was looking for a profession or what I want to do in my life, one of the options was to keep on doing farming, which was interesting. But then why not try it with music, which is the thing that I like the most? And I thought, well, maybe this is a hobby, but something inside of me was telling me this is not a hobby. It's something you have to really spend time doing and enjoy doing and share with other people.
I think it's very interesting that you did something that was really big for you, and it really led to something that you couldn't possibly plan. And this is something that I talked to Christina Pelten about in episode 4. Have you thought about that specific thing?
Yeah, because it's very interesting that throughout my life, I was always shy when I had to speak in public. I will not be the person that will make a question in the class or in a place where more people were gathering. In my job, I remember when I had to do a presentation in front of people, a PowerPoint presentation or something, I was sweating and very nervous. And if back then you tell me today I was going to be on a stage in front of people singing, I would have told you, no, that's impossible. And that's what I'm really getting prepared to do now. So that's that was happening. It's very funny. Sometimes I think it's very funny and it's madness, totally.
So how does a day look for you today?
I'm getting prepared to do this job as best as I can, as is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. So I practice, I have a coach, a singing coach, a guitar coach. I go to dancing too. I do some dancing and yoga to be my body to be prepared. And then I have to do my composition of my music, of my songs. And then that's what I'm doing. I'm getting prepared and taking this as a new career. As when I was younger, I studied law, totally different. Now I have the chance and the privilege to be able to study and to be prepared for what I want to do. I think never is late to do what you want. Doesn't matter the age, and that's what I'm doing, to enjoy the journey.
And I guess that this journey has a lot of challenges as well, not only learning to play music, but also connected to what you mentioned before, your fear of being in the spotlight. How do you work with that?
Well, yes, maybe this is connected with your last interview to Janet about meditation. And well, I can tell you that it helped me a lot. I found out meditation when I was traveling in my organic farming volunteer in New Zealand. I did this Vipassana retreat, which is a meditation tool where you have, in many countries, you have this institution, which is called Dharma Neru, where you can spend 10 days and doing a meditation. They teach you how to meditate Or they give you tools to meditate, because I think there's no way to meditate. I mean, it should be something like 24 hours all the time being present, no? But it's always good, at least for me, it has been, they gave me some tools which I've been using, and they helped me to be more present, more focused in what I'm doing in the moment. Anything that I'm doing, it's been important, it's important.
Could you share some of those techniques with our listeners?
You just can relax, sit down in a comfortable place where you can feel your back, your spine is tall, your body is relaxed, and then start with your breathing. Just feel your breath. If it's fast, it's fast. If it's slow, it's slow. Just as it is. And then you can start to feel your body from the top of your head. Then you start with your head, with your nose, your eyes, your lips. Just feel your body. Then you go to your ears, to your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands. Then feel your chest, your back. Then you go all through the body to the top of your toes. And then once you're there, you can go all the way up from the tip of your toes to your head. Don't worry if there are thoughts that go through your mind. If there are thoughts on your mind, just allow them to be, as if they were clouds. They come in, they go. They stay for 1 minute, it's okay, don't worry. The important thing is not to get frustration and nervous about that. Just allow you to allow everything that is happening. But then you remember you have to focus on going and feel your body. Well, I think that in a way it connects you to with your inner being and with something that is very close to you, which is your own body, and feel the tensions and the pleasure too.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You are listening to the Moments of Madness podcast with Tommy Szeszy. If you are listening through iTunes or Stitcher, please rate us or write a short review. Also, if you enjoy this episode, please share it. Thank you for your support.
How do you know that you want to do this for the rest of your life?
It was more intuition. And I think when I take the guitar, and then that's where I feel it. I just have to take, maybe sometimes I have doubts. Still, I have sometimes doubts of what I'm doing, where I'm going. This is mad, crazy. But then give me a guitar, and then I feel, I don't know why, this is it. Then the melodies, the songs, they start to come very easily. Well, I have to work, I have to train, and to sit down, and to write, and to practice. But there's something outside from discipline, which is very important, the discipline, which is some, there's a power there that is telling me, this is what you have to do. And I don't know what is, I don't know. It's a mystery.
It's fantastic that you found that part of yourself. Thomas, what do you think the key learnings are from your journey? Could you share those with our audience?
Well, one of the most important for me is to observe your beliefs about many things in of your thoughts, no? Because many times those beliefs are limiting you to do things. So one of the things I did, I went through, you know, I wrote many, many things about things that were coming to my mind, to beliefs. And I thought, well, this is not mine. This is for my grandmother. This is for my grandfather. This is for my mother. This is from society, from history. And they were limiting my creativity. And then now one of the, I think I don't know anything. I don't have any belief. I just go with the flow and try not to be stuck in a belief, which is limiting my life. And then that's one of the keys that is working for me.
So how do you attack that? How do you do? Do you write it down or?
Well, right now I'm not writing that much, but through a long period of time, I used to write. I used to, well, there's a very interesting book, which is called The Artist's Way. I got some clues from that book that a friend recommended to me. And it was to wake up in the morning and the first thing you will do is to write 3 pages. The first thing in the morning, write 3 pages. Don't worry, you don't have to think anything. Just write whatever comes to your mind. If nothing comes to your mind, just write that. I mean, you have to do it for 60 days. I mean, 60 days and then you can stop if you want. You can keep on doing it. And I did it because I like to experiment. I love to experiment with things that to me is possible to do. Yeah? And it's like a challenge. Let's see what happens if I experiment this. And it was fun. You can break then if you want after all. You don't need to use the pages. But then sometimes you can experience and see some ideas you have. And then that's where the job of getting rid of beliefs starts, you know, like when you're aware of that beliefs.
So basically 3 pages for 60 days, it's 180 pages. You wrote a book in 2 months.
Yeah, but I think I threw it away. Because you really didn't need to go through that. I mean, many times you don't know what you're writing. You are just... But it's something like... It's helping you to be more creative. And also to get rid, in the very first minutes of the morning, to get rid of many things in your mind, you know, to leave it clear to fill it up with things that are yours, you know.
In the end, I want to ask you if there's anything more you want to share with our audience and if you can talk a little bit about where they can reach you.
Well, right now I'm working in my artistic page, but you can reach me in Facebook because soon I will have an artist page where I will share my music. I hope soon or whenever it is, because I'm not in a hurry. It will come naturally, as you know. So you can reach me in Facebook that will be the best, you know. Tomás Delgado is my name. I can put the name there. When I feel free, that's where I really belong. And the rest of the things that will fall into place once you feel free from thoughts and beliefs and limits.
And a little surprise for our listeners today is that Tomás, he wants to perform one of his songs. So he brought his guitar and he's ready to perform for you.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a song that I composed in a very special place, because for the last 2 years I've been singing in the street here in Málaga, in a special place, which is a tunnel that is under the Castillo de Gibralfaro, the castle here in Málaga. It's a very small place where there's no cars allowed, only people, and many tourists and people walking dogs and with a bicycle, and they have inspired me, and I've been sharing with them music, and I have the chance to do improvisation there. And this song was composed in the tunnel. So I want to share this song, which is called South of Spain.
Packing all my things, I just have some clothes and a few memories. Moving on, packing all my things, I have my feet on the ground, my head in the stars, going down to the south of Spain, a place where I can lay my head on the sun, going down to the south of Spain, a place where I can lay, a place where I can lay my head on the sun. Thank you. all my things. I just have some clothes and a few memories. I'm going down to the south of Spain, a place where I can lay, a place where I can lay my head on the sand, a place where I can lay my head on the sand. Na, na, na.
Thank you.
It was such an amazing experience to share half an hour next to a good friend who truly found his purpose in life. So what can we learn from Thomas? He left a well-paid job and traveled to Australia first and then all over the world to help out at organic farms, basically with no financial compensation. The return of investment, though, probably was worth much more than gold, as Thomas found his lost confidence and finally got back on track doing what he's always been meant to be doing with his life. Try to figure out which are your inner barriers limiting your own personal growth. I think you should challenge yourself every day, but the right 3 pages per day challenge Thomas talked about might be something for you. Don't wait for things to happen. You are the leader of your own life. Take action. Imagine that you can grow from being a very shy person into a fearful musician performing in front of a big audience, not by playing music, but by meeting new people on a journey that you thought would take you somewhere else. Life is truly amazing. Don't miss out on it. On next episode, 1st of January, I have invited Luis Bujalance, an internationally recognized but very humble visual artist. He's going to share his grand realization in life connected to positive thinking and how that itself changed the opportunities you create for yourself. I'm so happy that you joined during this year, and I'm looking forward to share many moments of madness with you in the new. Until next time, think about this. Change is hard at first, messy in the middle, and gorgeous at the end.
That's this week's episode of the Moments of Madness podcast. We hope you had an inspirational journey and that you will be back for more. Don't miss a thing. Sign up for our newsletter at www.podcastofmadness.com, where you will also find out more about the show and how to reach us. Thank you for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.